T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Governor says he wants schools to offer in-person classes in the fall, and some teachers are not happy about it.
The recent spike in positive COVID tests and hospitalizations in Texas has members of the Texas State Teachers Association wary of the governor's call to reopen campuses in the fall. Their spokesman, Clay Robison.
Teachers eventually hope to reopen the schools, but we have to have a safety plan in place. And teachers and other school employees have to be involved in developing that plan.
TEA Commissioner Mike Morath says it will be safe and they're working on guidelines for the schools. Robison says they weren't consulted in establishing the new safety standards. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Big Supreme Court decision today on DACA, protecting Dreamers. KRLD's LP Phillips reports it did not take long for the phones of Dreamers to begin to blow up.
The ruling blocks President Trump's effort to end the promise for the Dreamer children, those brought to the country illegally but through no fault of their own, could have faced deportation. For Samantha Garcia of Dallas, the ruling makes it a good day.
We were just living in concern, fear, and uncertainty, but now that we receive this news, I can say, for myself and for many DACA recipients, we feel relieved.
In a way, she says this puts her and other DACA children back in the same spot where they were before President Trump's executive order. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is Alan Skaya. The League of United Latin American Citizens says the Trump administration bungled arguments before the Supreme Court.
They basically wrongly tried to request the elimination of DACA.
LULAC's Renee Martinez says he hopes this ruling will lead to more action in Washington after the presidential election.
I think it's going to change the picture in terms of it becoming hopefully legislation and maybe made permanent later down the road.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says 107,000 DACA recipients live in Texas. DFW has the third most of any region of the country with 35,000. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.